Next case, please.
The next application is 11,736 Phyllis M. Golden and Gary Landis Garden. Seek variances to reduce the side yard and front yard setbacks, sections 115-25C and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Woodland Circle South, approximately 560 feet west of Woodland Circle in Angola by the Bay. The 911 address is 33121 Woodland Circle, Woodland Court South, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 11.20, parcels 386 and 387. Specifically, they are requesting a 4.9-foot variance for the side, a 0.4-foot variance for the side, a 0.6-foot variance from the front, and a 0.1-foot variance from the side for the shed. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and two mail returns. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Willard.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Tim Willard with Fuqua, Urey & Willard. We have offices here in Georgetown as well as in Rehoboth, and I represent the applicant. The applicant in this case is actually the guardian of Phyllis M. Golden. Phyllis Golden bought this house, which is the subject of the request for a variance, sometime in the mid-70s, years ago. Miss Golden is in a nursing home outside of York and unfortunately suffers from Alzheimer's. There was a trustee named here today are her two sons. This is Jim Golden, Don Golden, and Cindy Baker, who some of you may know.
Are they going to want to testify? Excuse me.
I may have one, if you want to swear them now.
Yeah, if you would, please. I'd appreciate that, just in case.
Just one of you, that would be fine. If we need to, you can go over there.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
As Ms. Cornwell stated, we're asking for several variances to basically clean up this property. It's an old house. It's been there in Angola by the Bay since the 70s, and Ms. Phyllis Golden didn't build it. She bought it, and if I can, I don't know if you have pointers, I'll tell you exactly what we're asking for. The variances are...
They're marked on our copies.
They're okay on there?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Does this thing do anything? I don't know. But in the front, it's a 30-foot variance. That little marked off portion in the front. You doing that for me?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. She knows I'm like, I thought, wow, I got you.
Mr. Willard, I think you can
draw
touch
on
that
it,
screen.
You can
draw.
If you pick a color up at the top, the, use the pen.
By
you can
the time
pick
I
color.
Get there, if you just
oh, no,
help
no,
me
no.
out.
No, this will be entertaining. Go ahead.
You know what's sad? She gave me a lesson the other day, and I was here before the Planning Commission, and there are a few bumps. But this will be pretty quick, I hope. That front portion is a 30-foot setback. So you see that 29.4 that goes to the front of the house?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're asking for the 0.6 to get it to 30. On the rear, the top rear, you see the 5.1? That's where we're asking for a 4.9 to get it to 10. In the corner there, we're asking for 0.4 to get to the 10 on that side. And in the back, the shed's less than 600 square feet, so we just need 5. There's 4.9, so we just point 0.1. Those are the four variances we're asking for.
Mr. Willard, before you get going, Ms. Cornwell, in looking at it, is a variance needed for the porch as well? Because the porch is, it looks like it's 7.3 from the side. So would it need, it would also need one, wouldn't it?
The shed's 7.3. It's just the word porch, but
yeah,
the it's showing the corner of the shed is actually 7.3.
Yeah, gotcha.
The labeling is just very tight on the survey.
Okay, because I was looking at the shed on the other end, it's at 8. So I guess you're, yeah.
Yeah, it's 8 from this corner, 7.3 from this corner, and 4.9 from this corner.
Okay.
Yeah, the word porch is a
yeah, it threw me off when I was looking at it.
Yeah, so it's just very tight.
Thank you.
On labeling.
Yeah, we...
Which makes it unique.
Yeah, exactly. So check that off. No, it is unique property, as you can see. I mean, it's only 18 feet in the rear. It's pie-shaped. It's only 5,000... It's approximately, 5,123 square feet. So we believe the property is unique. If you have to put... Whoever built the house, they try to put it 30 feet back. So when you get so narrow in the back, It requires, you know, squeezing it in there, and that's why we need those 5 feet or 4.9 on the one side. The
is that an easement for the driveway?
It's not an easement because Mrs. Golden, I think, owns that property as well.
That's not being conveyed with the other?
No. That's been there for as long as everything else has been there. In fact, the trustee had contracts for both of these properties because, unfortunately, they've got to liquidate these. Her son's, you know, to take care of her, and that's why we're here. Right. When it went to settlement, and one of the sons asked, well, how'd this get by before? I don't know. I mean, she bought it so long ago, it might not have been caught.
Right.
So for title insurance and loans for the purchaser, they said, well, wait, these are setback issues. So we're trying to get to settlement.
Get cleaned up.
And that's part of the hardship here. The cannot otherwise be developed. You know, it's a two-story house. It's old, but it's in the realtor, Cindy Baker. I don't know if I introduced her. She's here today. She's the one that's was had it listed. You know, you have to cut 5 feet off of that north side, which seems like that would be undevelopable to do that. It's not created by the applicant. She bought it when it was like that, all set up in there. She really hasn't done anything to the house. One of the sons tells me that she may have put the back porch on years ago, but we're not asking for any variances. So she didn't create it herself. Will not essentially change the character of the neighborhood. You saw the original portion that this is heavily wooded and it's been there for well over 30 years. So this is one of those situations. We're not asking to build anything. We're asking to correct something that maybe should have been caught some years ago. And is it the minimum variance? Yes, because it's what's there. We're not asking for anything more than what's there. And quite frankly, it's fairly small, 0.1 in one instant. The greatest one is 4.9. So as far as uniqueness, cannot otherwise be developed, not created by the applicant, not essentially altering the neighborhood, and it's the minimum. I think this applicant meets your criteria in that regard, and the reasons for doing it, I think, are pretty real and hitting home to these two sons. So they're trying to get it to settlement.
I think. Ma'am, you got to be sworn in if you'd like to talk, please. Thank you.
State your name and address for the record.
Cynthia B. Baker, 6 Waterside Lane, Harbison, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I neglected to point out that to the left of 387, that is common area for the community, so that is not a buildable lot to the left side of that lot.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
All right. Jim, why don't you come on up for a second? Mr. Golden, you've heard my representations to the board in reference to your reasons for getting this variance. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
We'll see if we have any questions from members of the board.
No questions.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Riggers?
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Thank you. Any other questions? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,736. The applicant certainly has addressed the criteria for granting a variance. The applicant has also pointed out to the board that it is a irregular shaped lot. It's pie shape. There's uniqueness in there. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty certainly hasn't been caused by the applicant. They bought it in this condition, and to go further into their acquirement of this property, they need to correct these violations. and that's what they're doing, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is minimum that way forward relief, because 1/10, 6/10, 4/10, I believe the only 4.9/10 of a foot is very significant, is the only significant adjustment there. So with that, again, I make the motion that we approve case number 11,736.
Okay, may I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,736. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for those reasons I stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons had been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,736 is approved.
Thank you.